I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. A Ben Hogan protege, no slouch herself, remembers the legendary golfer. But first, Mo Vaughn is best known as a first baseman and slugger who was named MVP of the American League in 1995. Vaughn played for the Red Sox, the Angels, and the Mets before his career ended in 2003 after a series of injuries. After failing to succeed with investments in a nightclub and bars, Vaughn went into the low-income housing business. From New York, Only a Game's John Kalish reports that Vaughn's business career may end up being more important to his legacy than his time on the baseball diamond.
Thessalonica Court is an apartment building in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx with close to 300 units. This place was in distress before Vaughn's company, Omni New York, bought it and spent close to $10 million on rehabilitation. Omni specializes in so-called acquisition rehabs, buying decrepit old buildings and turning them around. All of these apartments get Section 8 subsidies from the federal government.
What our company is based upon is great security. Security is, to us, you know, our staple. Yeah, if you can't secure your property, then you have nothing. You know, you put millions of dollars into a property to rehabilitate it, the only way it stays up is if you secure it.
Vaughn shows me a bank of digital video recorders near the building's entrance. A bunch of computer monitors display live video feeds from 96 different cameras around the complex.
This camera is watching this camera. That camera is watching this camera. You know, if you open the stairwell, you know, you can see cameras here, camera here, all the way up. So you can't hide from the cameras.
In addition to the video cameras, Vaughn's company employs retired cops to patrol its properties. This complex in the Bronx has been the scene of homicides, according to Noemi Alamo, a longtime resident. But she says that Big Brother surveillance has led to big improvements.
There's been less incidents, less murderers, more control over the building, and it really has made like a 360-degree turn. Everything has really, really been much better.
In addition to securing the building, Mo Vaughn's company has fixed it up physically, and that's involved more than just the peach-colored paint job for the hallways. Again, tenant Noemi Alamo.
We had a definite makeover. We cannot complain. We got everything. Cabinets, refrigerator, stove, boiler, windows. We were lucky. We lucked out.
Mo Vaughn's company has 180 employees and owns 4,000 units of low-income housing, mostly in New York City, but also in upstate New York, Massachusetts, and Wyoming. The day I caught up with him, the hulking 42-year-old Vaughn wore dress slacks, a brown silk T-shirt, and two diamond-studded hoop earrings.
I just believe that everybody deserves a chance. Did I live in, you know, multifamily houses as a kid growing up? No, I didn't. I tend to think I lived a pretty good life, a pretty solid life. I had both parents, and we didn't struggle.
Vaughn grew up in Norwalk, Connecticut, where his mom, Shirley, was an elementary school teacher. His dad, Leroy, was a high school principal and football coach. But it was his mother who taught him to play baseball when he was only 3 years old.
Whatever has come out of me as a man and as a person, as a parent, as a businessman, I've gotten from both my parents, definitely. Whether it was my competitive edge from my mother, whether it was to be a man and step up and have some values from my father, I think all those things have transformed me into a better person.
Vaughn's parents are retired now and live in Virginia, where he says they are partying with college friends. Former pro basketball player Tate George knew Vaughn when the first baseman was setting batting records at Seton Hall University in New Jersey. George remembers the impact Vaughn's parents had on him during his college days in the late 1980s.
We'd be leaving the gym or leaving the field, and he'd be out there cleaning the field. And he was like the star of the university at the time. And I was like, "Mom, why are you doing this?" He said, "Hey, listen, my mom always told me that where you play is your home and you need to take care of it." And he had all these ideas about, you know, what that was ingrained in him. And I think his business reflects that. He didn't lose the humbleness of that time of cleaning the field and being one of the guys. And he really, I think, has maneuvered himself into a space that fits what Mo does well. And that's just being with people.
"What's up, my man? Come here. Come here. We're doing a little interview. Stay right here.
Vaughn interrupts our interview when a shy young boy approaches us on the playground behind the Thessalonica Court apartment complex. Many of the tenants are aware of his career in professional baseball.
You know, everybody's standing on their feet chanting your name, you know, 35,000 people in Fenway Park, you know, played out in L.A. in a big stadium, he played in New York in a big stadium. And, you know, when you retire, it goes radio silence. And there's plenty of days I looked at myself wondering what was going to be my identity going forward. I think every athlete looks at that. To be able to get involved with this and the success that this has had so far going forward, I'm grateful.
Like Mo Vaughn, Tate George went from being a pro ball player to a real estate developer. George, who played in the NBA for the New Jersey Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks, has projects involving affordable housing in Newark, New Jersey.
It's one thing to make money, and it's another thing to do something socially responsible and give back, but it's a gift when you can match them together.
If you ask Mo Vaughn how his company is doing, the former slugger will tell you it's doing well, but declines to get specific about earnings. He travels between his homes in New York and Florida in a customized bus. You can't help but get the sense that Vaughn's itinerary these days involves a mission of sorts.
I honestly think that my affordable housing career has made me a better person. I think, you know, when you live the life of an athlete, as I've lived it, and Lord knows I made a tremendous amount of money, I think we tend to forget the realities of everything. When this is over, I think what I've done here will be far greater what I've done in the baseball field, and that's fine with me. This is the path that's been given to me, and I'm walking with it.
For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish in New York.